says, Gion, for Raya, he doesn't have to pay for Tashmish. If somebody, let's say, guzzles a donkey, Chameir, and divides on the donkey for 5 years, if he were to rent out a donkey for 5 years, he probably would have to pay rent, maybe $5,000. The halacha is, he returns the donkey, finished. He doesn't have to pay for tashmish. Suppose somebody guzzles a sode or a house, karke, and he lives in that house for 5 years, so since karke is ours, he has to pay the rent for 5 years. So why is it, if he guzzles a chameir and he uses the chameir for 5 years, he doesn't have to pay a penny? Because mitalton is nixon, so mele ligabe tashmishim, even if it's not nishtame. So it's his. He doesn't have to pay tashmishim because the gazlan is kene de chifetz, even without shinum ligabe tashmishim. It's his tashmishim. He acquired that as is to an avera, all right, so. But, and if it's not kin shekosal, then he acquires full title. So he doesn't have kinyon. So the reason is why, in case of shinu, why does the gazlan have to pay? Because he's kinyon. And the gazlan has to make him as a kinyon, as the mishneh in merube. That if he gazlan, doesn't, is not mishich, the behime, from the shoes habailim outside, so then he's not high. If he makes a boy, he's high because a boy is kin bechomokim. But if he makes mishiche, so as long as he didn't pull out the behemoth from the shoes habailim, he's not high. So one mechayev of zele and of neve is king neve. And then there is another mechayev maisek zele. Maisik Zeele. So Reb Chaim says, why is Maisik Zeele Mechayev? Reb Chaim mentions, because Ganev Gazlan, Reb Chaim mentions it, among the Chavdala Dovah's music. So it's not just an expression. It's not just an expression. Then Reb Chaim mentions, all right, this Rai you could argue. But then Reb Chaim mentions another Rai. The Mishni Yodayim. So every Yom, so it's looking Avud, why is it that every Yom she is equal and not much have to pay? So because Shema Yakti Temu V'yeyach V'yari Dish, what do you mean? Because you can't watch, you can't exercise Shmire of an every Yom. They are intelligent beings and they can become spiteful no matter how much you take care, so you can't achieve it. Sometimes it's even counterproductive. If he has an anger against the master, so the more you watch over him, the more spiteful you become. In other words, you can't watch over him. You can't watch over him, as he explained it. So maybe the Torah doesn't require a person to do what he cannot do. The Torah requires a person to do what he can do. But that which he cannot do, the Torah doesn't require a person to do. So the Rambam mentions every drama the Gabi Ganef in Gazda. The reason, the Rambam in Pirk Aleph of Filchas Neire, the reason is why if an Eved or an Omo steals, so the Bailim is not Mechuyev, or Rabs, the Bailim is not Mechuyev to pay for the Neve, the Gzele. Because Shema Yakitam, what kind of, what does it do? That's it. A word in Mazik, so Reb Chaim says, because Ganav Gazlan and Reb Chaya mentions in the Chavdala Dovah's Mizik, so there is a chiyuv for the Maaseh Gzeile also, besides King Gzeile. So he says, some mele, as far as the chiyuv for Maaseh Gzeile is concerned, so then there should be, so it's like mazik, so there should be aloch el shmoros malach. And the reason is why an odin is not responsible for the maisag maybe, the maisag of an even homo, because he can't watch a line.
In the
rice.
In the
rice. So you mentioned that. So you mentioned the Raya that Chavdala Davis music from that. And Rav Chaim explains the Raya. You see, Raya says, by Karakim in Gozl Sode, they shot the no. Gozl Sode shot no, so in Marish of Nech. It's not bad, it's a pool of water, no Karakim. But Avodim only goes to Avodim with skin in Marish of Nech. But goes to Avodim with me, so he has to pay. Why? So Rav Chaim explains it. Very simple. In other words, you see, since the two mechayim, one for the mai, for the king, is bay, one mechayim is the king's name, and one is the maisik zeh. Shinu is based upon the king's name, and the rai is from the gemara. As a matter of fact, I think it's today's dafayom in gemara, or maybe tomorrow, I don't know. Dafayom in gemara, what's the dafayom today? It's dalet. All right, what? Not Lahesnan. The machloek is between Abai and Rove, where they are called Mizadam Rahmon El Isavi, the Ovid Mahani, Ovid Loi Mahani. So, you know, as the Kashi, according to Rove, that called Mizadam Rahmon El Isavi, is the Ovid Loi Mahani, so how is the Gazlan Kini Bishi? So, you know, it's a terrorist, especially the Osakosov. ואיש לעזר שקוס העולים כי אם שקוס לא יעזר לא עבדו מושהו what kind of assurance? I mean the Isam זה מיסה תגזל מה אתה אוהב אישי? after all she is skinny even she is a male if the Allah had been that only she be a darling could say it's called Muslim Rahman Lissad but even a she is a male goes on the hymn of his skin or so he's skinny so it doesn't appear by the fact that the behemoth became old, it's not his fault that the behemoth became old. So what kind of a shayras? The answer is, Shino is not kinyan sadatsme. She, because the gazlan makes the kinyan, so every gazlan has kinyan in the gabbat, but not kinyan gomo. So there's a gazel sakosuv. If it's kinyan she goes out, then he has only limited kinyan. Kinyan and other things, but if it's gay, not king, she goes also, he has full king. So mele, how is the gazlan can be shin? Not for the shin itself, but for the maisa king that he did. So mele, it's called Mitzvah Machman Lissavit, Yovid Benahane. How can it be effective for him? So it's a special Zelza Kosm. So the aloha that the gazlan is king, be shin, is based upon the kionic zela. Mele, kakuis, a mufka of King Zeilet. But here a blazer holds that Karkan is zealous. So Rashi says in Babakame, how would it be Kene? By how would the Gazlan be Chayef for Gazlan Yisode if he makes a King Chazok? But a King Chazok is effective in Karkan. But there is Exerus HaKosov, he called the Prat HaKlal, that Kako is in Exerus, because of Exerus HaKosov. Not because Pimtzias, it's impossible to take away a Sode or a building, but because Ot Din De Amufke, it's a Klal Prat HaKlal. Reb Lezer Boson Daosh, he called the Prat HaKlal. That because you're Zayin, you're coming, some Mele, Kaka is in Exerus, through the King is there. Now, but the question, But Avodim is Hukshei Karkois, some male, there is no king there. Some male goes to Avodim with skin, he doesn't say, he says Arishol of Anachu, because there is the Amufka of the king there. But goes to Avodim with Meisu, so then he has to pay Mitzad Maisag there. And Rav Chaim says it's two parashas. The parish of kings, they read that's in the parish, Veishik Neposik, Veishik Sakzeilo, Ashagozal, Umkin, Shagozal Yazen, Lavdom, Buchum, Kings, and then the Posik in Vayikro, so he says, Vishilam, so that's for the mindset there.
If you're mechanic of Heshit, then it takes off the whole thing, no?
That's right, yeah. So mindset there. And the mindset there is Mitzad Mazik. That's why, if not for the fact that Shem Yachnite, Shem Yachnite, Rabbi Yilach, Yahweh, Dish, Yochav, Yilach, So he would be chayev, and the tzadkim is the only thing I have to say, that he should have kinyan zeile because the eved and the omo gam vetor, the v'deim act. But Mr. Maisik zeile is a form of mazik. Anyway, so it's really a chiv of mazik. So the question is, how can Sheol be called obviously Ziki? So I think the plain pshat is, in the Chnam, as far as the chiv onsen of Sheol is concerned, that has nothing to do with mazik. I mean, what kind of mazik is he can be the biggest Chofetz Chaim, I mean, and still be higher for ons, but a Sheol is also higher for Pshi and for Neil Avedi. He's higher even for ons, but the same Chiyuvim that applies to Shemachinon applies to a Sheol too. So merely insofar he mentions there are certain people who are maziki. So Sheol is a mazik in regard to the chiyuv for pshiyeh, but in Chaname the chiyuv of onsin is not called a mazik. That's what I think. Oh, so it's very clear. He counts the 13 of his nizikin of Rabbeish, but then another 11. So where do we have 11? Tashlum Keiful, Tashlum Abraha Misha, Ganev Gazlan 4, Edim Zimim 5, Hoine 6, Hamifate 7, Leitzi Shemra 8, Hamitame 9, Midame 10, Minasach 11. Vihane Tresha. I mean, so that together with 13, 11 plus 13 is 24.
Where is 13?
That's Havaisha, that we learned before.
He's adding to the Easter.
Okay.
Oh, we learned before?
All right. Yeah.
We were on the top of the bar, we learned 13.
Yeah, top, middle, I don't know, man. Tashlum Keiful is Rashi. Tashlum Keiful is Motzi Kimotzi Bodhi Agnevo. Tashlum Abol Hamisha Bitadeach Meich. Viganev Shemishalim Al Piatzmi. The Mishalim Keiful are Kerem Vivat. Uchadin Shehi de Meatzmi. The Midi Biknas Bota. Vidabuna Shiashim Elikim. Shashim Elhim. Mishalim Shnai Vahayim Eknas. Vahamunim Feret Merube Prat Mashiach Satzmi. The Gazlan Manor of Ovu, the Chsiv Eish is at Zira Shagos, Ile Sumfate, Chsiv, Hamish Kes, Chsiv Eines, Vimfate Chsiv, Kesef Yishko, Kimei Apsuas, Kimei Apsuas, Pshat, Kimei Apsuas, Shalines, the Haine Hamishin Kes. Now, there is Machlokes between Rabbonon and Ksuves, and Rashim Gamul is whether Ksuve, the Raise, Ksuvas Psuo, the Raise, or Ksuvas Psuo is the Rabbon. The Rabbonon say that Ksuve is Midivrei. And Rashim Gamul say that Ksuve is the Raise. Where is the Mokam in the Raise? So is the Posik by Mifat, the Kesef Yishko Kimura Psuois. Svaritni, he'll take Kesef like the diary of Ksures, that means Ksure. So the question arises, so how can Chachom say this Ksure is Rabon, is not Mephirash or Posik? Kesef Yishko Kimura Psuois. Kesef Psuois. 1 second, please.
Yeah, I want to answer to then he said there are 50 or how can
he do that? Mr. Psuois. So, he will accept Kesef like the diary of Swiss. So Shin Gamliel learns out from that, that Ksuva is the rice. Ksuva is the rice. But the Rabbanon say Ksuva is the Rabbanon, so what do they do with the Pesik? Keser Mishet Mirab Suez. So this is what Rashi explains. Keser Fishke Mephati Ksiv. Keser Fishke Kimirab Suez. Kimirab Sulum Sharonis. The Haile Hamishim Keser. In other words, according to the Rabbanon, Kimir Absuris, it does not have reference to Ksuve, that's the Rabbanon, but to Ines, because by Ines, the Torah spells out Hamish and Kesem. Mitzi Shemra, Ksiv Yon Shoi Simri Kesem, Mitamei Tumo, Midamei Istumo Bechol, Uminaseir Yayin Rav Rizor, und es sagt, es gibt mir die Fähre, ich habe mir die Kunde, die Kunde, die Rabbi mir. Now, let's see the moment, it's very important. Und so. Zokin, Dachman Reis on the Vase. The Mishnah, the Tamilam, Damilam, Nasir, the Shading, Potta, the Mazit Chai. So there's a Machlokes in the Mora between Rabbi Yochanan and Cheskiel, whether Hezek Shem Mikael Shmuel is this, and Hezek Shem Mikael Shmuel is this. So, one man of Cheskiel holds that Hezek Shem Mikael Ishmael, so may I move the right side of the middle, so being shaded, they made it is high. And, but the Chachomim or Misake, that be shaded, is better, kidding she be, that's what Cheskiel says. Then Rabbi Yochanan says the reverse, the Cezek should be Kaleshmes, so on the right level, if Moses is better. But, with the Rabbanon, the Chachomim or Misake, Moses, כדי שלהתרחות ורחות הילך ומתעמל מתעריסף של חבים. Anyway, so the finale is, according to both, that הזק של מיקרה, so the מזית is חייב בשירת is בוטה. But according to חסקי, the הזק של מיקרה שמי הזק, then מדרעיס is חייב פימש. Shigeik and the Chachomim Misaki and Shigeik is Potter, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Eric Shemitah Reish Mezik, so Medarais is Potter in Mezik, and the Chachomim Chayeb Mezik. But the finale is the same. Bishigeik Potter Mezik Chayeb. That's what the Mishnah says. Hamitamei, Hamidamei, Hamanasech, Bishigeik Potter Mezik Chayeb. Itma. Minasech, Ravon Hamanasech Mamesh. Mamash is Nasr Abrizar. Ushmurama Miarif. He just took Yain Esach and mixed it to his real wine. Mutabikimai. So the whole Tarukas becomes us. Mandama Miarif. Shmurah who says that the Minasir of the Mishnah is referenced to Miarif. Why can't he apply it to Minasir Mamash? My time of Yom HaMinasich, Omaroch, Minasich Komlei Midarabne. So there is no Chir Tashlomi, because it's Chayiv Misa. And even if he does it B'Sheidek,
Chayiv Misa for Rezor.
And even if he does it B'Sheidek, so it's Tomei Vecheskes, Aroch, Chayiv Misa Sheidek, and he's Pturim Tashlomi. So Meila is false to apply it to Me'arek, but not Nasich is but Gidoch, so how does Rav apply it to Menasach Mamish, but Menasach Mamish is better altogether? Kidoch Yirami, Yomar of Yirami, Mishas Habdoi, Dukone, Mishayet Binafshi, Rehavar Ashasnis. Here we can't apply the halacha. Rav holds we cannot apply the halacha from the Rabnei ben Nasich, because it's not being. In order to apply the halacha from the Rabnei, it has to be simultaneous. The dachir moment, the dachir nise, have to occur, take effect. Mamel is a moment, but here the dachir moment takes place. The moment is magbiat, and then a few minutes later, he keeps on start shaking. The wine lishina v'rizah. So the chiyuv of nisa is bishas shirshuch, bishas nisuch, and the chiyuv of momen is a moment earlier. So it's not big. Now the question is that's the svara of a resident of Rav who says Nasach Mamesh. So why the Shmuel say it couldn't be Nasach Mamesh? Apparently, it is, we'll discuss it. Apparently, because Shmuel holds, he disagrees with Rabbi Amir. He says, Mishasak Boyu Dikone, Mishchaya Binafshe, Le'ava Ashes Nisuch, but Hagboya Tzirach Nisuch, like Havod Nisarech, Hakira Tzirach Hanoch. That's the Pashtus. Anyway, so we have in Achleikis, here in the Gemara between Rabbi and Shmuel, whether when the Mishnah says Menasich, it is referenced to Menasich Mamesh, or it is referenced
in the
to Nav. Okay, now let's see the Rashi. Yidamei Tchume Bechumi, Menasich Yair Rav Dizore, Menasich has given me forage, Amai Mukom Lidun Rabbine. So in other words, so this Rashi certainly assumes that Menasich means not Miare, but it means Menasich Mamesh, like Rav. Because if Rashi would say that Chatchiyah's Braise is like Shmuel, why does the Rashi say Menorah Gittin is Miforesh? Why we don't see come the Rabbi? Why? Because it's not Bini. But according to Shmuel, we do see come the Rabbi. But it means Me'arev. It means Me'arev. So apparently this Rashi is like Rav. Otherwise, the expression in Rashi, Mr. Gittin Miforesh, why we come the Rabbi, wouldn't make sense. But let's see. So far it appears from Rashi that Menasich means Menasich Mamesh. Alright. Midame Menasich Lekside Behetye. Vatul Hoche Hava Ove Shibachon Nezekin. Vinezek Nomin Kside Behetye. Maki Nefer Behima Yishal Meno. Menasich, then he says, Omer Shtoch Kiri Berami. Menasich Asayayim Lekeli Meima Hashem Yisrei. B'yai Nesach Shezorak Bey, D'loi Kamechasre V'loi Mide, D'omaz B'loi Barmid M'yai Nesach Shebey. So what does it mean? It means Me'arev. So, first of all, so it's still a M'nei Obey. It's still a M'nei Obey. The first Rashi, he says, Ovid Mesachez Gittin Yifar HaShamayu Yikom D'Rabne. So what does Rav say? Why don't say Yikom D'Rabne? Because it's not B'idne. Because Mishas HaGboyu Dishchaye, for the magic, for the Xeo, whatever, and the Chiyuv Misha is later on, 2 minutes later, a minute later, but it's not being the Mamesh. So Rashi here has implied that Miasrech in Rabchiyah means Minasach Mamesh, otherwise it wouldn't make sense to ask why didn't he come to Ramne. Then he says no. He says, Nasach Asayayim, Lekel Meima, Shemishe B'yai Nesach Shezorak Bey, Tloi Kamechasre V'omide, To Basbun Ma'amini Anesach Shezorak Bey, Alright, I'm between Shua, but Rashi is very difficult. It's very difficult on two scores. First of all, it's difficult because he says so many of the previous Rashi implies that Nasach means Nasach Mamesh, because if Nasach wouldn't mean Nasach Mamesh, how can we ask Now he says, well, it doesn't mean Nasach Mamesh. Why doesn't it mean Nasach Mamesh? not because of Kamarati. He's that he has no difficulty because Rav says it's not doing it. So it's like that. But another reason, because if it's Menasech Mamesh, so then he's not a Mazik. Because if he's She, like Mesh Nisrael Mesh Hazard Bay, like the Haska Venide, the Maldorei, by Ba'amid Meyai Nesach Shebei.
What does that mean?
So he says, Shemisrei, like Mena Shemisrei Biyai Nesach Shezoar Bey. So that's Rashi says something else here. He doesn't say, Leker Mena Shemisrei Mamesh, but he says, Leker Mena Shemisrei Biyai Nesach Shezoar. In other words, not Yanesach, not like Romeina, Shemisri Mamesh, but like Romeina, Shemisri the Yanesach today. We can't see the Aleph. We can't see the Aleph. In other words, so that Kashi is no Kashi. In other words, he points out not like that, not like Shmuel, because Shmuel says in the Mishneh, that Menasech means Me'arei, and Rashi said here before the Menasech Mamesh, and the reason is to why we don't say Kom Deramnei, because it's not Rime. One second, please do me a favor, because it's not Rime. So then it points out the cordons of the previous Rashi. In other words, and we cannot say, maybe it means that he was Zerik, Yal Nesach, let's say he had the dollar one, Yal Nika. So then he had a glass with Yal Nesach. So he poured in the glass of Yal Nesach into a dollar one. So then, now it's like Shmuel, that's what Shmuel says, Me'arei. We can't say that. Why can't we say that? So the Gemara in Gittin says Shmuel cannot, that Rab. So let's see what the Gemara says. Itma Menasech Rabbe Menasech Mamesh, Shmuel Ma'arev. Manda Ma'arev, my time will be Menasech, Omerach Menasech Kom Deram Menei. V'idoch, so Shmuel says that the Mishnah could not have reference to Menasech Mamesh, because Kom Deram Menei. V'idoch, and Rab, to the Rabbi Amir, because it's not Bidne. The Rabbi Amir, she's had very good Israel, and Afshah, and she's Nisach. Uman, the Rabbi Menasech, my Rav, who says Menasech, my time will be Ma'arev, Omaloch Ma'arev, how did it done? We cannot say that it means Ma'arev, because the Mishnah does that. Please, do me a favor, please. Because the Mishnah mentions Mitamei separately and Midami separately and Menasech separately. So Meire, if it means, Rav says, the Mishnah could not have reference to Me'arev, because if it means Me'arev, so then it's the same thing as Midami. What difference does it make? One is in Truma, what is Midami? He is Me'arev, Chumo is Truma. And what is Menasech, if it is Me'arev, Me'arev, Yal Nesach is Yal Nesach, the difference. Heter it is, you can find all kinds of this soul. You have to count each one separately. Ushmuel, Uman Dema Menasech, Matan Yal Me'arev, Omrach Me'arev, Hayim Medam, Vidoch. So the question is, according to Shmuel, he says that it's Me'arev. So how do we damage? Why is it mentioned separately? Vidoch, Shmuel says Knossi, and the Knossi Yalfin. In other words, because he holds like we passed like a beacon. They tell it she nikes leishmiyaz. So Meile is brought on the rice altogether. But the Chachomim comes in then be lazy. So since he's a Knossi Rabbanon, so it's a Chiddush, because we couldn't say, if it's a Chiyud Mazim Deraisa, so Meile, It doesn't make any difference what kind of me'arif. Well, me'arif, truma, with truma, me'arif, yaineser, akush, yainet. But if it's ignaz the rabbanon, then it could be mechali. So it's mentioned separately. Anyway, so the whole Rashi is contrary to the Gemara. Very strange. The Nasik says, I'm recommending a Shemish from Yainesh, says, I'll pray. Then we come a chasm later midday. There must be a bomb in the Yainesh, should be. But the Gemara gives other reasons. So let the Gemara say, when the Gemara is the Kash, when the Gemara is the Kash, why does Rav say Nasik Mamesh? Let Rav say Mi'arev, so the Gemara could say, Rav couldn't say Mi'arev, because then it's the same as, then it's not Mazik at all. Why does the Gemara have to say Chayne Midame? It's very strange, Rashi. Then there's another difficulty. Rashi here mentions that the reason is why Rav Chiya could not, when he says Minasich, he could not have reference to Zerek Ainesach, to Mi'arev, because then he's not in Mazik, because he can still sell it to a goy, just deduct the value of the Ainesach, which is Minor. So that means that Rashi is saying that Yainesach does is muta brane, you can sell it to the Yainesach. You just have to deduct the price of the quantity of Yainesach that is more of in the barrel line. But on that point there is a machlokes. Between Tanikam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dafa'in Dalet Mavrizar, Yal Nesach Shemof HaRubeya, Kul Rosh Abamoy. Tanikam says that Yal Nesach dropped into Beya, and the Beya heard the ladder, the Beya could have heard 100 gallons of Yal Nesach, and then a little bit of Yal Nesach fell into the bear. So Tanakama says, "Kul Rosabamu." The whole thing is Rosa. You cannot sell the whole yai in the bear and just deduct the price of the illness. Rav Shimon Gamliel Meir, Yimoke Kul Levit Kehovim, Chutz Mibne Yai Nesach Shabbat. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, as Rashi says here, in other words, it's not Rosabamu, you can sell it. Of course, a Jew cannot drink it, because if he drinks it, he can't identify, earmark, the Yainesach, he doesn't know where it is, it's all commingled. But to sell it away, he can, and there is no Yisra'anoi, because he just deducts the price, let's say, of the few ounces of Yainesach that fell into the bay. So it's a machloke, between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that means that Rashi paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But let's see whether Rashi paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Omar Rav, halochet Rav Shimon Gamliel, chovies b'chovies. Rav says, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's itaruves of one chovies of Yainesach that was Nisarei with a number of chovies of Yaineta. So then he takes one chovies at random and he drops it into the yam, and then an istele. And the istele, because midarais is but to be rov, if it's min shalei b'mine, it's but to be shishit. But midarabonon, there is a chumre of Yaineta and the tassel b'mashu. So Mele seems the Asa B'mashu is only Midrabonon, so in case of it, Aruvius, of Chovies B'Chovies, all he has to do to take Yom Chav Yisachandem and dump it out, and then be tailored, that's the Yainos and the Kechavios, and the rest is Muta. In that way, is Muta that way. But then, you can sell Kego. Mashiach, Kei, Bayayin, Biyayin, then you cannot do it, because the Aloha is like Tanakam. The Tzrav himself passes like Tanakam. Aber lo Yayin, Biyayin. Ushmur Lomar, Afil Yayin, Biyayin. Shechim Omar, Rabo, Bachon, Omar, Bilichan, Afil Yayin, Biyayin. וכן אמר שמואל בנוסן אומר בחנין אפילו יין ביין וכן אמר רב נחמן אומר אבוי אפילו יין ביין זאת אומרת על סמני המרואים הוא פס כל הרב שם רמיה אבל אומר רב נחמן הלוך למעשה יין נוסח יין ביין נוסח כי זה תעשה למש and you cannot sell to a goy and deduct the price of the little bit of the yain nesach because it's hassle the mashal And not only by Chile, even by Meir too, because we pass the light on the Kame. Chavius, the Chavius Muta. Even according to the Kame. Stam Yain. Stam Yainam, which is only also the Rabbanon. After Yain, Yain Muta, because by Stam Yainam, Masha doesn't ask about Meir. Masha does not ask that. Does not ask about Meir. So Meir said, so the Rishash is the Tasha. Here Rashi says, Rashi becomes more and more mukshi. Umnasach es hayayin lekli meima, shem nisri biyayin esha shezoad bei, don kachas rov lo imide. So Rashi is saying, like Ravid, that nasach means minasach mamesh, not me'aref, not that zorak, that nisri, that he zorak yayin nesach into a barrel of yayin neta. But it means minasach mamesh, like Rav. But why couldn't we say me'arev? Why couldn't we say me'arev? So Rav says, because hayinu midame. But here, Rashi says another time, But who is the one who says he doesn't mean Arav? Rav! And Rav himself passes like Tanakame. That Yai Nesach asks the Masha even by Mele. And Allah is also like that. So that's Rashi Nika. If Shmuel had been the one, Shmuel happens to say here in Abizore that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But Shmuel is the one who applies the dafke to Me'arif. Rabbi is the one who says he doesn't have reference to Me'arif. So, Rashi explains, so when Rashi says he doesn't mean Me'arif, so he's explaining Rabbi, he's not explaining Shmuel, because Shmuel says he does have reference to Me'arif. So he's explaining Rav. And if he's explaining Rav, so how does he say the reason as to why he couldn't apply it to Me'arif, because then he's not in Mazik, because he can sell it to a goy and deduct the price of the little bit of Nesach. But Rav himself, Rav is the one who says he doesn't mean Me'arif, and Rav himself Paskins explicitly like Tanakame, and we do know also Paskins. Shmuel happens to Paskin like a Shingamir, but we Paskin like Rab. So the Rashi is very mukshe. And it's the Rashash was not the first one who has that kashe, but the Shilti Rab Bill, how do you know, and the Reef, asks the same kashe. Now, the Shilti Rab Bill says something, and he's there yet, but because it's a deal, but there's no other alternative except to say it. Because the Gemara paskens that Yainesa Gomu asas bimashu banoi, like Tanakam. But Stam Yeinom does not asa banoi bimashu. Not only Stam Yeinom, of today, Stam Yeinom of today, you are not Nasach Ligamre, so it's Bechlal Matos Abanoi. You don't even have to deduct the price of the Yain Nesach, because the Nochim today, the no one is Nasach today. So Mele, but there is itzasa b'shia because nishim leisam, but there is no b'neisam because it's conducive to marriage. If we drink their wine, so it will be conducive to the marriage. But we Rechaim, without Rechaim, is conducive to intermarriage. Even Yal Nesach Gomo, not Mure. So you're allowed to make a business to sell it to Goyim, you're allowed to sell the Goyish wine to Jews, but to Goyim you're allowed to sell. Not only Mashu, you're allowed to sell and deduct. We don't have to deduct anything. We can make a business out. I don't mean manage a business. I mean, according to Alma, we can sell. We can sell balance of Stam Yenom Toigoy. But the Stam Yenom of Zman Chazal, when the Goyim were Menasich, so then it was Asabanoi, but Mashu did not Asabanoi. Mashu did not Asabanoi. So Melo, we have to say, the Pshat and Rashi, the Shilte Agbele mentions that possibility, and then he says it's a Deicha, but there is no other alternative, because when the Priya mentions Menasich, so he means all kinds of Menasich, of Yalnes HaGomor and the Nasich of Stam Yenom. So Rashi says, Nasich is a Yalim, because when he says, Nasich is Chayev, it could not have reference to the case of Nisrael B'Yalnesach, not Yalnes HaGomor, but Yalnesach of Stam Yenom, Shezoagbe. Because in respect to Stam Yenom Mi'arev, then he's not in Mazik, because the Gemara in Avonivere says, Halacha l'maise, Yal Nesach, Yal B'Yal Nesach, Chav L'Chav Yishmuta, Stam Yayin, Apo Yal B'Yal Muta. So this is what the Sheikh Agbeira mentioned, but he said, but that's a different. But there is no other alternative.
Yeah, why do you say it's a dochik carrots?
Okay, all right.
It's not a dochik, it's a good carrots.
Okay. Umitamei shemagi asheres vitomaskilim deafsidimene. Gamev hamidim yatsme. Vigazlem de nishalme la karen. Oh, no, Tzadigimah says, V'rabim shemaitamu litona hamid. So Rafchiyeh mentions, Rafchiyeh mentions Chavdalet of his music, and Rabbeinu mentions only 13. Why doesn't he mention the 11 more of Rafchiyeh? The Rabbeinu,
my time
with Tana Hanes, and now you tell us, we don't mean a Kamaira, because we don't mean a. In other words, that Rabbeinu only discusses obvious nizikin that is moment, but not obvious nizikin that is knas. And the Tashlim Kifur, Tashlim Abu Hamisha, and Amos, Mifate, Mitzishemra, all these things are knas. So the more Gabot, but Rabbeinu mentions also Gane v'Gazlen. So Gazlen is always moment. There is no class. And Ganef, so to the extent of the Karen, it's Mome. And why doesn't Rabbeinu mention Chorapoch as Ganef and Gazlan? The Karen of Ganef and Gazlan gets Mome. Ganef and Gazlan, Romania, Leisne, let Rabbeinu mention that. Hokotona Leisne, no, you tell us no. It's already included in Shimechim and Ashe. Let's see the Rash. Ganef hamidim atzmi gazlem shalom keren lisne tomei shenachim edal sheya dosanam eshaya bnevi ki shetoam shenignaf imenu v'arei biyodei v'amrim mfeit mirube v'tein tanis ganef ki ganef v'tein tanis gazlem ki gazlem. So in so far as the moment of ganef and gazlem is concerned, it's already included in shenachim and asheya. Why? Because because and then it turns out that he himself had it, so then he's a ganef, he has to be careful. And if Shemachinam is still nizom money, and then it turns out that he had it in his possession, so himself was in Avgazlan. So that's included in Shemachim Asher. Then he says, V'hodi nokat hochad Asher lav davki, toli nishkachas beli nifta, loy bitein tanis ganev, for loy bitein tanis gazlan, shayrachay bikul. So he says, but why does it say, Hakotono is Shemachim Asher? Because so Sheol is lav davki. Because it's not shaykh to say Sheol should become a ganef or should become a gazlan. So he says the mishkachas be the nifta lo b'tein tanis ganef lo b'tein tanis gazlan shayl chay b'kule. So is chay b'kule. So that is this Rashi is a little strange because. True, we cannot visualize a case that a sheol should become a chuyev through his taina as a ganev, because to be a chuyev as a ganev, you have to be 10 times neighbor. A sheol, if he's 10 times neighbor, he's chayev. But there is one taina that a sheol is better, that's 10 meishamach masmeloch. So why couldn't he become a gazlan by telling Tanis Melocha, Mesa Machas Melocha. So let's say a Sheol, so was staying Mesa Machas Melocha, and it was Nishba, and then it turns out that he was Nishba La Shekhar, and it wasn't Mesa Machas Melocha, so he's a Gazla. Why it has to be Dafke, telling Tanis Gazla, any time that is Potter, the fluke, so he becomes a Gazla. So he becomes a gazlan. So apparently it's mashma, it's a big chiddush. From Rashi it appears that in order to have a din gazlan, there has to be tainus gazlan. Tainus, just as we say, tain tainus ganef, he has to pay for everything. Because the time is a time of Gneve, so in order to be Mechuyev, Nisad Gazlan, so he also has to be Tanis Zera, but the Sheol, if he's staying Tanis Nigzera, he's still Chayev. Enoch Nama, of course, if his Sheol will be Tanis Mesa Machmas Locha, and then he'll be Nishba, and then it will turn out that it wasn't Mesa Machmas. They have to pay. Why do you have to pay? Without recourse to Gazlan, you have to pay because in other words, it wasn't Mesa Machmas Locha, it was none so. Some male, he has to pay because it's high Gonson, but not Mesad Gazlan. It's a Chiddush. And what's the story of Rashi? Why can't we say that if Yeshua is staying, Nisamach Masulacha, and it's not true, he's Mechuyev Mesad Gazlan, because it's not a halacha that if a shemer is staying in time that patters him, so merely becomes a gazlan. We see that if a shemerchinom is staying in time as nignivo, he becomes a niganov. So it's not because he's staying in time that patters him. Suppose a shemerchinom will be staying in time as gazlan, so then he doesn't have to pay kefil. If he's staying he should either become a Gazan or become a Ganef with their tongue. The halacha is, if he's staying Tamiz Ganef, he becomes a Ganef, he has to be careful. If the Shebachinim is staying Tamiz Gazan, then he becomes a Gazan. So it's a special halacha that certain tainus make him into either a Ganef or a Gazan. So the halacha is that if he's staying Tamiz Ganef, he becomes a Ganef. If he's staying Tamiz Gazan, he becomes a Gazan. But if he shall be taking he doesn't become either a Ganef or a Gazlan, but will have to pay because he's Chayvans. So whatever happened, if Yeshua will stay in Meisamach Mizrocha B'Sheker, and it turns out it's really a Sheker. So how did it disappear? For instance, so he has to pay because it's Chayvans. If it disappeared because it was Nignivor, so he has to pay because his share is high from Nevaved. It disappeared because he was Pesheya, so he has to pay because his share is higher from Pesheya. But he is not high from Sargazl. That we see from this Rashi. That in order to be Mechuyev Misad Gazlan, there has to be Tainus Gazlan. Just as in order to be Mechuyev Misad Ganef, there has to be Tainus Ganef. So to Mechuyev Misad Gazlan, only there is a Tainus there, but Tain Tainus, Meisamach Mizrocha does not make him to a Gazlan. All right, but Sechidish.
If he's Tain Tainus, Meisamach Mizrocha, so he doesn't have to pay Kefal.
He doesn't have to pay Kefal, because he has to pay as if he wasn't taking any Sheker. As if he admitted the truth, he would have to pay, right? Because he shows how the house
on according to the case of the Shomer Chinam who's towing Tainus Gazlan, so he becomes a Gazlan, even though the act was comparable more to Ganef.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But still, it's a special halacha.
A special halacha. In other words, I would say in the field that it's a special halacha of Tainus Ganef that he has to pay it. But the reason as to why Tain Tainus Gazlan is a Gazlan because he was still in a time of Tor. So we know that there's Gzeir. So we see now, Gazlan, one cannot become a Gazlan except through nice Gzeir, a physical act of Gzeir. One does not become a Gazlan verbally. So then you ask, so why is there a Loche, Tain Tainus Gazlan? He verbally becomes a Gazlan, no act of Zer, just as there is a special halacha, Tain Tainus Ganef becomes a Ganef verbally. So there is a special halacha, Tain Tainus Gazlan also becomes a Gazlan verbally. But any other time of Tor, he doesn't become a Gazlan. Gazlan, you have to be a Maisik Zer, an act of Zer. That's the Pshat and Rashi. Rabchi also mentions the 13 of Rabbeish, and in the 13 of Rabbeish are included Shemachin and Vishayel. So why does Rabchi have to mention two additional ones, Ganef and Gazlan? So the answer is true, that Shemachim and Vashayel involve Ganef and Gazlan also. Tain Tainus Ganef, Tain Tainus Gazlan, but there are two kinds of Gazlan. There is a Gazlan, Mamele Gosel Yodi Beteire, that's a Shemachim and Mustain Tainus Gazlan, and Viktone Mamele Gosel Yodi Beisure, Manashi Gazlan. In Zemunin, the Mamenu, Leisne, but in other words, Rabbeisha doesn't mention Knossos, but Mamenu mentions that he doesn't mention Edim Zemunin. Edim Zemunin is Mamenu. So the Gemara assumed, like the Mandana, that Edim Zemunin is Mamenu. So the Rakhavati, the Omar and Shalmi, no Piatsu. So the Mamenu is also Knossos. And Mele Rabbeisha doesn't mention anything because he only mentions one last Tigadarash. Thus, when the Tigadarash and the Tigadarash,
אז הבת האשר טוען תליס כאן השני למנו מימי קורא קוסטוריודי בתיר אוסטוריודי וכאן הביגז לממני אוסטוריודי בייסורי אוסטוריודי בייסורי From this tells of the Gemara we see, since the Gemara makes a distinction between two kinds of Ganesh and Gazlan. So, a Gazlan, also Yod Bishura, that's a Gazlan from next up there. And there is a Gazlan, that's also Yod Bishura, and there is a Gazlan also Yod Betera, when he's taking Tanya's Gazlan. So it's a Raya that the reason is why Tehin Tanis Gazlan is the Gazlan is not because of a Kfira Shal Sheker makes him Gazlan. Because then it wouldn't be considered also Yode Betera. What's a Tehra? The Tehra in the Etzem act of taking it from the Baalim is Betera. But in the act of being Kfira B'Sheker, that's being sure. No, but it's not that a gzera through a tiny shal sheker is also gzera. Gzera through a tiny is not shayach. Gzera has to be mamish for an act of gzera. But there is a special gzera sakosov of tein tanis ganef and tein tanis gazla. So mele it's a case of also yad betir. In gzera in the mele the cholam shalom yisir אמרה שיזיק עם כיף ותשור החמישה כל כנס כדי כמה מחפיר תינוך כי כל דבר כל סופה מבטיר כמה שרינס ופאטה אומר שם את שם כל עד הכנוסת אבל מלאכים למיינו סוב לא קרה כאילו דיון המסך הסמאטל בשביל כמה אלים זה ממיינים משאר מראו פי עצמות כדי ננחוז מבזן זה ולא יספיק בעודים לעמיד המבילים ולטבעם והאורך הוא מוקמה אחרה והגיע שם בבזן ואומרו הוזמנו לבזן של פלניסטר בקוס מייד בקנס ספוטה על מקנוסי ומייד בקנס ספוטה סוסוב לקרבקיבה ושם פי עצמם סולדים זה סרבי שעוד לקרבקיבה that the limzim is knas mimei he doesn't mention he is aiming because he only mentions mimei not knas איש אבל הקרבקי ולאיס נטרי גב נשאיר לאיס נשאיר דאזיק שאיר ולאיס נשאיר דאזיק קודם So the question is if he holds like הקרבקי So then why does he mention only one type of שאיר Let him mention two types of שאיר לאיס נשאיר דאזיק שאיר ולאיס נשאיר דאזיק קודם תתנן רבה קיבי מאיר, אבטם שחובו באודום, משל בימי זם איזה קשר אליי. רבה קיבי says, דתי פישי אתם, ישחי דו באודום, so then he pays in איזה קשר. He pays in איזה קשר. דהלוכה, that Shir Tam pays Hotsin Ezek applies only to a case of Shir Shechaval B'Sheir but Shir Shechaval B'Odom even a Tam has to pay in Ezek Shalom has to pay in Ezek Shalom so why does Rabbi Yishe mention only one Shir he should mention two kinds of Shir and maybe it wouldn't be שלושה עשרת יש נזיקים, but it would be הרבה עשרת יש נזיקים. And he mentions only שלושה עשרת יש נזיקים. So the Gemara says, אותיו הרב עקיבא לגזיזה. תתניה רב עקיבא אומר, יוכל אבטם שחובו באודון ומישאר מנהליה, תלמלמה, ועושה לוי, מגוף ומישאר לוי, ומישאר מנהליה. So what kind of it is it? In other words, I could say, Now the halacha is Bashir Tam. Two halachas Bashir Tam. First of all, he pays Chatzinezek. And given the Chatzinezek, he doesn't pay the aliyah from the general estate, but from the Shir HaMazik. Suppose the Shir HaMazik, let's say, the Shir HaMazik was worth Dalad Mirzus, 400 Zuz. 400 Zuz. And then the Shir HaMazik, so is Mechuyev to pay half?
200 zuz. But suppose the Shia Mazik is only worth 50 zuz, so the Nizek can take the Shia Mazik and finish it. But he will not collect even half. The half is 200, and he'll take the Shia Mazik, so he'll only collect 50, one-fourth of one half. Doesn't matter. So there are two alochas by Shiatam. Number one, he pays Chosinezi. But even the Chosinezi can only be collected Migufi, not the Aliyah. Now, so the question is, Rabbi Akiva says Shia Shechavul Bodom pays in Ezek Shalom, but that Ezek Shalom can be collected from the general estate, or that Ezek Shalom can only be collected from the goof. In other words, if the goof or Hamazik is worth Kineget, the whole Nezek, then he pays Nezek Shalom. But suppose, in other words, suppose it is a Shia Mazik who is worth 400 zuz. Was Mazik killed a Shia Nizek who is also worth 400 zuz? So then they call it, now I'm sorry. If Shia Shechavul Bodom, one second. If Shia was Chavul Bodom and the Hezek of the Odom is 400 zuz, and the Shia Mazik is worth 400 zuz, so then according to Rabbi Akiva, he pays an election. But suppose the Hezek of the Odom that the Shia did is 400 zuz, and the Shia Mazik is worth 200 zuz, then he only collects 200 zuz. Suppose the Shia Mazik is 100 zuz, he collects only 100 zuz, 50 zuz, 10 zuz, 10 zuz, 1 zuz, 1 zuz. So in other words, that means that even though according to Rabbi Akiva, Shia Shechavul Bodom pays in Ezek Shalom, but not always it could be in Ezek Shalom. Sometimes it is in Ezek Shalom, and sometimes it is a Chotz in Ezek, and sometimes it might be a fourth of an Ezek, sometimes it be one-tenth of an Ezek, might be 1% of an Ezek. So Meila, that's why Rabbi Isha doesn't mention it. Rabbi Isha, he says, Ovis Nizikin, he only mentions Ovis Nizikin where he always pays, without exception. He always pays an Ezek Shalom. But he cannot mention two kinds of Shea. Shea the Azik Shea, and Shea the Azik Odom, because Shea can the Azik Odom. In other words, so even if he's not in work, because not always will he pay an Ezek Shalom, and Rabbi Isha only mentions obviously Nizikin that always pay an Ezek Shalom, but Shea does Shea can the Azik Odom, doesn't always pay an Ezek Shalom, if it happens. But if it doesn't happen, not. So Meir Rav Eishe doesn't mention it. That's what the Tazim are. Otava Rav Akiva sees it, Itanya, Habitivim Mayochel Aftam Shechal Godom Mishalim Na'aliyo, Tamlim Mayosel Miguf Mishalim Mishalim Na'aliyo. Now, let's see the Rashi. Ihr Rav Akiva is the great Am Mishaya, the Abdi Yishrib, and the Shem Mishal Shreda, Azik Shreya, the Mishalim, the Yochotzim Eze, Kishatam, the Mishaya, the Azik Kodom, ניתנן לתאמון פרט המניח הסקד רבא קיבל מבינסר עם חובר עודם בשעתם ויתם בעודם בשעמד בייזן חבל שחובר שבעודם ויסם חבל שחובר לעודם בשעיה משלום בלשעי הויסי דף נגזיזה לקרח את ואיפי קידום בשעמדון פרט תאמה עד נגזיזה לקום יוכל משלום תאם שחובר בן נעלי את המרינה וישתקח צלה זה תארץ. But the question is, but the reason of halacha of chotzenezek, there is halacha of nezek shalom, except that the nezek shalom sometimes cannot be enforced because it can only be enforced from the guf hashia. But there is a chiyuv hashalom. The answer is Rabbi Isha only mentions obviously seeking where is mishalom nezek shalom all the time. But sometimes yes, sometimes not. That Rabbi Isha doesn't mention. But then there is another difficulty in that Gemara. How did the Gemara at first said that Rabbi Ishe is Mumeya Kamaira Bitnos Aloy Kamaira. So Rabbi Ishe doesn't count Knossos. Rabbi Ishe only counts Mo. Then the Gemara also says, then the Gemara says, Leisnish, so why does, then the Gemara has the Kashi, why doesn't Rabbi Ishe mention it in Zeninim, that's Mamay? So the Gemara says, in Zeninim is Mamay, so the Gemara gives the Teretz, that Rabbi Ishe holds like Rabbi Akiva, that in Zeninim is Knas. Maybe if it's Zeninim is Knas, he can't mention it, because he only mentions Mamay, not Knas. So then the Gemara has another Kashi, but if Rabbi Ishe agrees with Rabbi Akiva, so he probably agrees with Rabbi Akiva and the question of Shira Shechover Gordon that he pays him as a shalom, so let him mention it. But the question is, but Balde Miske is Knosse. And when Rabbi Akiva says Shira Tam Shechover Gordon, so he pays him as a shalom, but it's still Knas. Only there's Exos HaKosov, that even though it's Knas, but he pays the Knas in the Shalom. Pays Chatzin as a Knas. And Sheyatam, Shechol Bodom, pays in the Shalom. So what's the Gemara's Kashi? Why do the Gemara have to resort to the fact Hotava and Achilu exist without it? Because the Gemara already said that Rabbi Ishe only mentions Mami Knas, but Shira Tam is Knas, and even according to Rabbi Akiva is Knas. The answer is, but that is stolen Achleikas between Rav Papa and Rav Unibay and Rav Yeshua, whether Paulin is Knas or Paulin is Mami. So according to Rav Unibay and Rav Yeshua, so Paulin is Knas, according to Rav Papa, Paulin is Mami. But Shira does it Shira, so when Rabbi Ishe mentions Shira, he has reference to Shira Mir Dazik Shira, not Shira Tam Dazik Shira, because Rabbi Ishe doesn't mention Chotz Nezek, he mentions only in Nezek Shalom. But according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Papa, so the whole Kasha of the Gemara was a little bit of Rav Papa, a little bit of Rav Nebel, I'm sure there is no Kasha. In the Kashem, because he only mentions Momin, and Shea Tam Sheizik, whether Shea Tam Sheizik Shea, or Shea Tam Sheizik Odom, it is always Knas. But according to Rav Papa, so Shea Tam Sheizik, even when he pays Chatz Nezek, is Momin, but still Rabbi Ishe doesn't mention Tam, because Rabbi Ishe only mentions Ovis Nizikin that pray in Ezek Shalom, and Shea Tam doesn't pray in Ezek Shalom, but Shea Tam Sheizik Odom, according to Rav Akiva, pays in Ezek Shalom, and according to Rav Papa, it's Momin also, let him mention it according to Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, even according to Rav Papa, Rabbi Ishe cannot mention it, because not always does he Shea Tam Shechavu Bo'odom pay in Ezek Shalom. Only if it happens that the Shira Mazik, the goof of the Shira Mazik, is has the value of the Nezek Shalom. But if he doesn't have the value of the Nezek Shalom, he doesn't pay the Nezek Shalom. So no, he doesn't mention it. Now the Gemara says, Oyin es vam fate vam itzishem rad momeinu leisne. None of Shachin Nezek Tanolay, Tzah Tanolay, Ibeishes Tanolay, it is no status. Ib Gamayin Nezek, Maishim Mea Knosset Knosset Kamare, Amitamei, Amidamei, Amanasi Admameinu Leisne, None of Shach. Ie Ezek Shin Mikash Meyezek. So it doesn't have to be mentioned separately. If we say like Chesky, Ezek Shin Mikash Meyezek, so it's a regular Nezek. Or Tanolay Nezek, Ie Ezek Shin Mikash Reish Meyezek. So Bishayit is better, but only Mezit is Chayv Misat Knas, Knas Rabbanon. So again, Rabbi Ishe doesn't mention Knosses. Ul Knosa ul Kamare, Lemek is about Chira, Ezek Shini, Kalo Ishmi Ezek, Di Ishmi Ezek, Oton Rin Ezek. So the Knosses no Rai. Maybe Rabbi Chira agrees
Chesky, that there is a Kliniki Arishmei Azeh. But then you ask, why do they have to mention it separately? Because there is a Chiddush. You see, there is one man down there who says, there is a Kliniki Arishmei Azeh. So even Chesky, he says, there is a Kliniki Arishmei Azeh, but it's still a Chiddush. Why doesn't Rav Chiya mention Moshe and Mifago also? Bishlein and Mifago, he doesn't mention because
he was Moshe. What was Moshe?
Moshe! Somebody announces, Nomin Chavere, to the Akum, to the Chav.
Oh, turns him in.
Bishlein and Mifago because he was Mifago because he was Kamara. And Moshe and Altan were Tone, Shemin Moshe is the business, why he doesn't mention it? Shaman Moshe and Dibura, who is Dibura and Kamara. The Moitzi Shemra, the Bura Yidukatone, the Bura is the Maise, the Inzemin in the Bura Lesbe Maise Yidukatone, Hosa Mafalka Lesbe Maise, Rachmone, Kaile Maise, the Siba Sister Kashel Zoma, Las is Lachis. Let's see the whole Rashi. אם יש מפרט עם המינו שחמישים כסלו את עדה וכנס אבל יש בי גם ששובע עכשיו פחס מביקור כנון וקסור ויש עם המינו הרגע עשינו לא נפשר ושמיים יסלו ניסנים שמצא אותם עלי וגם עם הערב תומו מכון שחברי דעשתם אז מין בזור ושין יוכל לא יכלו לקיים שדה צוואי זה מזיק ונאסר שניס את זה עם חבירה מזור ועשר במורי הולו ומה יצא בגוף יין שניקה את נוח הנראה לזה פניקה בשיחה פרד לחוס עלו לאים וכזבה הפכי עלו ישמי עזק ומשמנכנס ותונה לי לאב וכבר לא בצלה באישה אלו מורן רפכי עלו מותמי ולאים אך שבדאי מוס המהל שין שמיסים במחבר חובים מפגל כן ששוחת קורבני של ישראל חטוס לשום שלומים Den Akkord Meile, mich über das Bauer-Witzer, ich habe
People means Chusnizman.
Yeah, all right, that's wrong, Tashi. People really means Machsheves Chusnizman. But that's not such a strong Tashi, because sometimes, people, in a narrow sense, has reference, people in a narrow sense has reference to Machsheves Chusnizman. But in a wide sense, it can cover any machshava psul. But then there is another kash. Rashi says here, "Kein sheshochat korbanei shel Yisrael chatos l'shem shlom." Is there a small gemara zlochim? פוסט משנה זוכם, כל הזוכם שנזבח ושלו לשמון כשיר, אלא שלא היו לבעלים שמחייבו, חוץ מן הפסח והחטוס. So פסח והחטוס is special לגמרי. So there's a special exercise of Chosov, that חטוס is special לגמרי. So how does Rashi say, או מפגל כן שיש קבוני של ישראל, חטוס של שמשלום, if you had mentioned שלום נשים חטוס, so then Rashi could say, די נקום אילו לחיד אז בולו וצורך אחר. But Rashi says, ששוחת קבוני של ישראל, חטוס של שמשלום, so why did you say, די נקום אילו לחיד אז בולו וצורך אחר? וצורך אחר. It's not just in a relation of love, it's personal God. That's the kash. Unless we are going to say, because that is immaterial, whether it's personal or not personal, as far as mazik is concerned, whether it's personal or even if it's not personal. So mele, even shlomi, lishim chatos, it's not personal, but he has to bring another shlomi, some mele,
Money.
So maybe it's Mechasa is Mazik.
So that's why Rashi emphasized. But the question is, so why does Rashi mention the example of Chatos of Shlomo? Let him mention Shlomo Mishum Chatos, since the apostle or not apostle is not important. The important thing as far as being a Mazik is concerned is the fact that the Bailim has to bring another carbon, so he loses money, whether it's apostle or not apostle. Why does Rashi mention the example of Chatos Lishim Shlomo? That's the Pneishu Eskash. The Inakob Meile, here it's not only a question of Inakob Meile, but it's possible that the Reisner Leirat Chie, how Mosam is Shem Abdul Maise, Bile. Alright, now the Inakob Eskash. Bishlein Tamidon, Tanov is Michal Digitaldes, El Rabchi of the Rabbeishe, of his Michal Digitaldes, till the same I knew. But it's our Tane who mentions Rabbol is Nizitin, so I told us. But the Rabchi and Rabbeishe, they don't have told us, Ganef Gazlan has told us, Shemachinam has told us. So that's it. So why do you call it Ovis? Amara Avriya Kulun Kovis Lishan Meitav. So it's called Ovis. It's like, it's analogous to Ovis Nizikin, to Abba Ovis Nizikin, in the sense that he has to pay Meitav.
Yes, pay what?
Meitav, from the best Hamidias. My time, how do you know the Toldach of Dalet, the Yudgimel of the Chavdalet of Ovis Nizikin, pay Meitav? So how do we know? Because the Alfusi asked the Tachas and Tzimu Yishalim Kesef. So long, Kash. Mirchlau, the Getoldes, the Yishashin and Liyo, the Yishashin and Liyo, the Cholchad Rechad, the Givin Yishich, the Keren, the Yishach, the Amor, the Stol, the Yishem, the Chemikulon, Tachas and Tzimu, the Bechul Eksiv, Oy Tachas, the Gamilon Tachas, Tachas, Mishamuet. And by Shemuel, the Torah spells out Meitav. So Mimele, if a certain Mazik mentions Tachas or Lonayot, he also has to pay Meitav. Ma'osim Meitav, the Goma, Mishem, the Regal, the Chsib, the Meitav, the Yach, Kam Meitav, Shimbo, Shalom, Karakal, Nidri, Shlozeit, Magvim, Neidis, Oy, Nisine, the Goma, Nisine, sometimes the Torah mentions in regard to each one of the Chavdalah of Nizikin, either the term Tachas or the term Nisine. So none of them will learn out. If you go on Nisine, Nisine, Mishesh, Nogas, Eved, the Chzibu Yitma, Adonia, for Yishal, and you go on Mish, how do you know the Shesh, Nogas, Eved, pays me Meitav. So that is learned out from Shem Varego. There the Torah spells out explicitly with the Tachas of Yishal, suppose the Torah mentions by one of these Chavdalot Kesef, so again he pay learning out that he pays Meitav. The Gamunim in Be'er, they see because it was through Balov. And how do you know that Be'er pays Meitav? Because all the Abrovers learn out from Shemarego, and Shemarego the Torah says, Be'erash, maybe it's doing me if Gamun Yishalot. Now Rashi is mentioning the Pesukim. How do we know that in each one of the Chavdalot of his Nizikin, one of these expressions is mentioned? Either Tachas or Nisine or Kesef. B'Shemachim Mishash Yashino Elohim Yishal. B'Shem Tzi Belim Yime Yishal Yishalim. B'Shem Nishisocha. That's Nisine. Nishisocha Ksivim Gomif Yigomif Yime Yishalim. Seichel and Kosovatir, Avaldini Kinishi Sochel, Binezeb Gehaver, the Haber Exib Nisine, Kenny Nosenbei, Vaidimolanitin Adria, Gilashim Bahaver, Bizarre, Sit Pesta, Pesa, Pidashim Kamahir Pesta, Tachas, so he's mentioned Pes, Tachas Pesa, with the Sab Matineze, Behutu Vishoda Sid Nisine, Shifty Yitin Rapi Rapi, Ubi Beishes. Siv Tachas Gabeines, Umifate Dech Siv Tachas Ashamino, Fidashim Vishu Zerikon Ayres, Hamishim Kesef Tachasim, Nechaudi Kebeis Yisim Tam, Yishnachin Yehoi Liksid Yechel Yechaveir, Tachas Dech Siv Tachas, P פרצע, כולו חמישה דבורים גדולים יוסם לבינם בתשלום כיפו כסיב ישלום שניים תשלום לעבור חמישה כסיב חמישה בכל ישלום טרס וקרם דנו וכל קרם חל כיפו ובגזר כסיב ניסים ומתשע שמי בין זה מין כסיב נפל ונפש וכמן תכסיב תחס גם בין סמפטו ומתשם רק כסיב כסף ונוסטר הבנאו חמישים כסף היינו סמפטו כסף ומהנהנס מפאתי כסף יש כתנוע אבסוריס ויצישם רבון שאיס אמיר כסף ותאמי מדאמי מנעשה איך there is no כסף בבחון נזקי ובנזק כסיב בתחס נשאלם, מה תחס סוגיוס הסמרם תכסיב מה כבהימו נשאלם
נשאלם
זה את נשאלם Now, just
because you're mentioning the
show that happens, please, it's late, please. Now, let's go over our taste list. Maybe not the whole taste list, but part of the taste list. And then it's off. That's the base on the base. Eat now. Menasech Abba Menasech. Mama Shmuel Abba Ma'arif. Man da man aare mai tamme lo man nasich aber auch man nasich kommt der rabbi wie doch so some more schmur holds that kommt bin nasich mamisch because man nasich mamisch should be put up because of kommt der rabbi wie doch but rab says is man nasich mamisch how about me kommt der rabbi there is no kommt der rabbi because it's not dine כי רבי ירמי, אדם רבי ירמי שעסק בואי לקונה נסחי בנף של אבי שעס ניסו but the question is so how does that's raps so how does Shmuel say that the residue of Kom Drabne and the Shmuel is chilek and the din of Bidne is a din poshut no one is filter so tell you this question ונעשך קום דרבני ומטעם של יקור אחד ואחד הילך מטעם מטעם של אביה שתיס לא פעול בייקש בישלני if we say that the like חסקיה that has a chemical שמי הזה so it's a few of the rice so maybe we say קום דרבני מה שאין כן בטוי פסק like a beer that has a chemical שמי הזה so there shouldn't be in a few of even the mazit, but it's a special knas shalei achad, achad v'achad hilich m'tam t'arei shel chaveh, so how can we apply the p'tur of kom d'rabne? It's a special knas. So Jesus says, no, we can still apply the aloch of kom d'rabne. That special knas will not make it more chomer than it if it, than if it had been hezek nika. If it had been hezek nika, so there would be a lot of Kom D'Rabne, and if it's Elish and Mikael should be more humble, that wouldn't be reasonable. That's what Elish says. Umitam shalei k'achot v'achot Elish, tam is Elish, v'ele mechayret ha'itayim ele mechayret v'ei elokiru l'ezek nika. V'im teima l'shmur, l'shmur. So, Shmuel, he says, it couldn't be Menasech Mamesh. Why couldn't it be Menasech Mamesh? Because Nasach Mamish will be common Rabne. But Shmuel has to admit the halacha of Mishasagboy will be common Mishai Vinafshei. So we have a Hashas Nisuch, Gvoraye, the Gemara says in Suve, so maybe Rabbi Nachuni ben Akone, even though Rabbi Nachuni Akone holds that Chiyuv Kores has the same chimer as Mrs. Bezdin to pater from Tashlumin, but Rabbi Nachuni Akone would be made begin of Chalbi Shal Chaveri. If somebody steals Chalbi Shal Chaveri, V'yochlo Yishol Chayev. Why? Because even though he ate it, so he becomes Mechuyev Kores, but when does he become Mechuyev Kores? When he eats it, and when does Mechuyev B'Tashlumin?
When he
steals it, so it's not B'Idne. So we see that he didn't push it, that if it's not B'Idne, so then we don't apply the Aloch of Kom D'Rabne. So how can Shmuel say that Menasech Mamish couldn't be because of Kom D'Rabne, but it's not B'Idne? Maybe the
ישמור מה יש לנו אמין דרישים ומעלה סמיד הם נכון ונעקנו מגן חבר שחבר זה אחרי של חי שכה נסחר בנוי כשאלו יסחיר ויש להם עד יסבא שמואל דעד בו יצא יכניס וחיטבי די אפשר לניס בלי עדבי אבל הוסם אפשר להכיל בלי עדבי די בו יגוח עם נוח in other words over there Shmuel is made because it's very possible if with these one could be high of course without being mechuyah from Nevi. Let's say suppose he comes into the house of another person and then on the floor he sees chalef, so he prostrates himself on the floor, he eats up the chalef, so not be mechuyev mitzad ganef, mitzad gazlan, not be mechuyev, because that's the Mishnah Merubah, hoya meishah, bishus habayim, and then the behemoth is made, so he's not chayef to pay, because he has to do a kinyan. But if he's magbia, so then even bishus habayim is chayef. But in order to be chayef chorus, for achilas chalef, he doesn't have to be magbia. How will he eat it? He just prostrates himself on the floor and will eat it. But to be nasir without agbeye is not so easy, even though we could think of it, but it's not so easy at all. In order to be menasich, he has to be mishachshich. How is one mishachshich? If he picks it up and then he starts, so then he's mishachshich, so he shakes it, you know. But without agbeye, how can he be mishachshich? Just by touching it, it doesn't become, he's not menasich. Nasich involves shirshuch, and shirshuch usually involves agbeye.
What is shirshuch mean?
Shirshuch means shaking it.
If he takes a bottle,
he shakes it. So then it's nasich. But if he just, there is a bottle on the table, and then he takes a hold of it, and he holds it for 10 hours, he doesn't, it's not mishachshayich, it's not nasich. It's not nas. Nisuch involves shirshuch. Shirshuch. In order to be mishachshuch, you have to pick it up. You have to pick it. You pick it up. What is that? That's another shale. That's discussed in the Gemara. I mean, also the shale. Another shale. But we are not dealing with that question of Inu Meisav Hashem Shalai. So let's say, if there's a Maise, so then he can ask the Hashem Shalai. But, so the question is, so this is what Tosfos says.
So it's actually impossible to have a dog.
What?
It's actually impossible to be Meshachshich.
It's not actually. You see, Tosfos gives another tenet, because it is possible. Suppose, Hagboy means Hagboy. All right. Hagboye Ram Tamshit is, he has to be Magbiyat, you know, Gimutvachim, the other Rishon Achilik, but he has to be Magbiyat something. So suppose he there is a bottle and he keeps on rolling it on the table. He doesn't pick it out, not a mash, but he just keeps on rolling it on the table. So if he keeps on rolling it, he can mishachshach it without picking it up. So that's it. But Hagboye means that he has to pick it up. Something is something. But suppose he just rolls it. So he is the bat and he keeps on rolling it. And in the course of rolling, he shakes the wine. He shakes, he moves. He moves wine, especially if he rolls it, you know, quickly, you know. So it will certainly involve shirshuch. So, but he'll not be chayef, because there is no agbeye. So, but it's not so easy.
Not be chayef al-tzmam.
Yeah, you
will not be chayef al-nasir.
Nasir, that's how nasir will be. He'll be chayef nisir. And he will not be. But, no, the answer is, suppose he takes the bottle, he finds the bottle on the table, and he keeps on rolling it. And the trolling involves shikshuk. So not the chayev mitzat gazlan, but he will be mechuyev mitzat mazik. Gazlan and ganef require kinyan. So, hoya misha b'sheis abalim u'meisa is bota. Mashein kein, mitzat mazik, you don't have to make a kinyan. So mele, since ligabi the yisav have the zora, it doesn't make any difference whether it's magbia or not magbia. The only thing that makes a difference is whether it's meshachsheich or it's not meshachsheich. So mele, if suppose he rolls it, so mele, at that time, he's mechuyev mitzad mazik, and it's bibasachas. So in other words, there is no, so this is what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, v'yesh lema, disorash mer, that the habeya tzirich nisach v'tvei, the efshay nisach b'ya habeya, because it's impossible to be minasech without agboy, even though that there is a possibility of nisuch without agboy, but then there will not be a chiyuv mitzad gazlan. Then there can only be a chiyuv mitzad mazik, but mitzad gazlan there couldn't be a chiyuv, and mitzad mazik, so it certainly be minasech. If it is, because when somebody is minaseich, so then there can be two mechayevim. One mechayev is misad mazik, so it's certainly bidne. Mazik, when does it become a mazik? When it's magbia, when it's minaseich. But why does Rabbi Yemi say Mishakas Boyu Dikome Mishaydu Nafshe Rehava Chas Nisoch? That's not from the point of view of Mazik. From the point of view of Mazik, we can't say Mishakas Boyu Dikome. Do you ever hear such a thing that the Mazik becomes Mechuyev as of that boy? That's Ligabe, that's his swearing Gazlan. A Gazlan becomes Mechuyev Mishakas Boyu because there is a more and more coming. Reb Chaim discussed it. Tzadik Ches Samad Aleph. Tzadik Ches Samad Aleph. The fourth line. Omar Rabbe, Hazirik Nabiya Shal Chavir Yom Hagod Lepot. My Kaime, Omar Hamanach Tamoch, Ibu Yishako. So in other words, if somebody, Ibu Shimon, stands at the shore of the Yam, and the shore of the Yamagat, and he holds him a bay in his hand. Then Ruvein takes it, knocks it out from his hand and throws it into the Yam. He doesn't have to pay, because he can tell him, Hamanach Kamoch.
What?
Hamanach Kamoch. Go and pick it up. Where? Did I destroy it? Go and pick it up. He's back. I mean, the Abishim who passed that he's chayev, because Gami is chayev. So a rabbi holds that Gami is potter. So that's why he is potter. So he has to be mazig yadayim, is not mazig yadayim. But since we passed that Gami is chayev, so he's chayev inside Gami. But it's not mazig yadayim, he couldn't be chayev because he can tell him, I wasn't mazig yet. Where's the madrid is the yam? So why don't you go down and pick it up? My time will be on the Kamach. I will be shot. The Hanumir Bitsuli, the Kahozale, Avalachul in the Lake Hozale. So only if it's transparent, you can see it.
The water.
The water is transparent. So you can see it. So then it's not enough to go down. Even though it's difficult to go down into the depths of the sea, but it's not. But suppose the water is not transparent, so then it's considered like this being destroyed, what difference does it make? Whether it's destroyed or not, you can't even see it, so it's considered like Mazigadai. In other words, when do we say that if the water is transparent, so it's potam sadmazik gebayim because you can see it, you can tell him, go and pick it up. That's only if you just knock side of the, let's say, Shimon was holding Magbeye, standing at the shore, and then Reuven knocks it out. He doesn't take the Magbeye and throw it into the air. So then he's potter, because there it's only a question of Mazik. After all, he didn't take it, he just knocked it out from his end. So Mele, he's potter, he's a Mazik. But suppose he takes it out from Shimon's hand, and then he throws it into the arm, then he's chayv, because then he's mechuyev misad gazla. When can we say manach kamoch? That's by mazik. You can say manach kamoch because mazik is not chayv bashove, but the gazlan is chayv bashove. So a gazlan cannot say manach kamoch. He is a gazlan, so he has to pick it up. He can, so he has to pay for it. In other words, so Rav Chaim mentions, we see from this Gemara a very basic halacha, that in order to be mechuyev misad gazlan, it doesn't mean you have to take it in order to be mishtab to use it. The regular gazlan, so when he takes a chayfetz, why does he do it? Why does he take it? He wants to appropriate it to his own use, but here he just takes it in order to throw it away. He's also a gazlan. As long as he
takes...
Without this Gemara, I would say gazlan means if he gazles, in other because he wants to appropriate to his own use, but if somebody takes away the Magbeye from his hand in order to throw it into the yam, he's a mazik. He's not a gazlan. Gazlan means that he wants to use it. You see, Shemidas is also a gazlan, even though he returns it. So, in other words, gazlan is only when he takes it in order to appropriate it to his own use, but if he takes it, he picks it up in order to throw it away, he's not a gazlan. So, mashma no, it doesn't make any difference why he takes it, as long as he makes a kinyan. But if Adi Adriye just knocks it out, he doesn't make any kinyan. So Melei can only be mechuyev misad mazik. He can only be mechuyev misad mazik, so he's not a mazik. Because he can say man chekamoch. But if he takes it, he makes a kinyan, then there are two mechayvim. One mechayev is Mitzad Mazik is not chayv because the Mazik is not chayv bashove, so he can say Manach Kamoch. Mashim Kein Mitzad Gazlan. Mitzad Gazlan is Mechuyev bashove. So Neila does the pshat and tesis. Because over there begin with Chelbi Shel Chaveirei, so the Mele is Chayev, because there the Chiyuv is Mitzad Gazlan. So if the Chiyuv is Misad Gazlan, so Mele